Hello and welcome to Orissa State Open University. In today's session, we are going to learn presentation skills. I'm Dr. Sharmila Subramanian and currently I'm engaged as principal at Astha School of Management. So what is a presentation? A presentation is basically a formal speech or a small formal discourse which you make while you are talking about a business prospect or you're talking about a business topic. A presentation in a business environment is essential because you discuss so many important points through a presentation. A presentation, unlike a speech, uses certain aids for illustration and exemplification. For instance, we use a flip chart, we use audiovisual equipment, we use transparency sheets, a PowerPoint presentation while we are making a formal presentation in a business environment. So, presentation is actually a formal speech or a formal discourse which focuses on discussing certain important points. Now, let's find out whether presentation is important for a business manager or not. Of course, presentations are very important for a business manager. Whether you work as a sales manager or you work as an HR manager, you are expected to make a presentation before an audience. The audience could be your seniors while you are making a proposal to them. Your audience could be your subordinates while you are training them or delegating work to them. Therefore, as a business manager, you need to be competent with presentation skills. In this particular session, we are going to learn few important aspects of presentation. These include the tell them principle, the mom principle, the body language aspect, and the script. So, what is the tell them principle? The tell them principle of a presentation actually talks about the beginning, the middle, and the end of a presentation. How do we begin a presentation? This principle says that you need to tell your audience how and what are you going to present in the presentation. For instance, I would say, "Hello everybody, welcome to this session on presentation skills. I'm going to talk about the important aspects of presentation skills in the 5 minutes of presentation today." This opening tells my audience what the presentation is going to be all about. Then the next point or the middle is, again, tell them what you want to tell. You have prepared so many points for talking to your audience. So you need to explain whatever you have prepared during the middle of the presentation or while describing your presentation. And the final one is tell them what you have already told. Now, what is that? You have to summarize your presentation. In this part, you are supposed to recapitulate or you are supposed to summarize whatever you have expressed during the course of presentation. For instance, in this presentation, I may wrap up by saying that, "So dear friends, today we have learned about presentation skills, how to make an opening, how to deliver the middle, and how to end or wrap up your presentation." So this is the course of tell them principle in presentation. The second aspect is the mom of presentation. What is mom of presentation? M-O-M. The first M stands for must present. The O stands for ought to present. And the last M stands for may present. This is a beautiful principle to hold on to time or manage your time while making a presentation. Must present is that part of your presentation which you have decided to deliver during a given course of time. For instance, your presentation is for 12 minutes. So, your presentation must presentation is actually the 12 minutes of your script. If at all you have to shorten your presentation because of paucity of time, you have to use the ought to principle. Now, what is ought to? The basic or the core of your presentation is ought to present. Every presentation has got a key point, and when you present only the key point, we call it the ought to presentation. And finally, what you may present. For instance, if you are a presenter who has got so much of time to discuss things with the audience, then you can use this principle of may present. And this means beyond 12 minutes, you can discuss many examples, many cases, and many thoughts with your audience. And that is the may aspect of your presentation. So, we have MOM, must present, ought to present, and may present. The next point is body language. While we are making a presentation, we have to be very careful about our body language. Our facial expressions, our eye contact, our hand movements, shoulder movements, and of course, the posture that we maintain while we stand and speak to the audience. Any distortion of this kind or any distortion of this kind could actually delineate your audience from listening to you. Right now, when I stand straight before you and make a presentation, you are interested to listen. But if I lean or if I stoop, you may not be interested to listen to me. If I maintain an eye contact with you, you would be listening to me. But if I turn my face, you will not be interested to listen to me. So maintaining an eye contact is essential while we are communicating in a presentation forum. Too much of shoulder movements, too much of hand gestures can also become really boring and the audience may not at all listen to you. So body language happens to be an important aspect of our presentation. Not to forget the dress code. Always be properly and formally dressed for a formal presentation. The next point here is developing a script. While we are developing a script for a presentation, we need to keep in mind that you need to create a background for the presentation. You need to have an introduction to your presentation. You need to discuss, that is the description of the presentation. And finally, a conclusion in the presentation. So that is how we develop a script for a presentation. The background could actually be for 1 or 2 minutes. The introduction could again be for a minute or two. The majority time is actually taken by the description part of our presentation. And conclusion again could be for 2 minutes. In a formal presentation, which is followed by question answer, you need to remember that your presentation is inclusive of question answer session. Therefore, if you have been given 12 minutes to make a presentation, you need to divide your time between the presentation and the question answer. For instance, you can have a 7 plus 5 or you may have say 10 plus 2. So you can divide the time accordingly. The 2 minutes is for question answer session and 10 minutes is for presentation, or 7 minutes is for the presentation and 5 minutes is for question answer. This is how we design and write our script. Not to forget that your words should be appropriate and the structures that you use while writing your script should be appropriate to the presentation. In a business presentation, using technical terms is very common. But please remember, if your audience does not understand the technical terms, you need to give them a glossary or you need to explain those technical terms while making a presentation. So these are the basic tips of actually making a good presentation. Before we wrap up, let us quickly recapitulate what we learned during this particular session. We learned that presentation is a formal discourse. We learned that time management is very essential while we are making a presentation. We also learned that there needs to be a good opening, well-described middle, and an appropriate conclusion or ending in a presentation. Never forget to write down a script before you go on to the podium. And finally, always remember that your body language should be appropriate and should be formal. Thank you.